I'll say a Merry Christmas to you as well. Joyeux Noël. Feliz Navidad. I'll stop there. Are you excited? I know the kids are excited. After all, there is only one more sleep till Christmas Day. This line from one of my favorite movies, Muppet's Christmas Carol. Hope you get to watch that. One more sleep, children of all ages, until the day that we remember the birth of a Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, I was reading a devotional recently, and this question was asked. If you had to summarize the Christmas story with one word, what would that word be? Just one word. If you had to sum it all up, which word would you choose? Well, if we were to ask people in the world, our neighbors or people from work, maybe people at our school, what do they think that Christmas means? Maybe some of them would say family is that word, a time to get together with family over the holidays. Maybe that's what Christmas means. Another word people might say is the word peace. This is a theme that is often mentioned at this time of year. It's in the Christmas songs that we sing, and we are praying for peace in our world. Others might simply say that the one word is vacation. It's time to get away, go on that cruise, or go to that destination. That is the time. Time off work, time off of school. Others might use the word presents, what is under the Christmas tree for me. That might be a word. Now, none of these are wrong. They're good things that are part of the Christmas season. But what word could be used to sum up what our greatest need is and then God's plan to meet that greatest need? Now, here's one word. The word is righteousness. Righteousness. This past year, we have been diving into the book of Romans, this letter that Paul wrote to the Roman church. And righteousness has been a big theme in that book. God is righteous. He is holy and perfect. But we are not. We have all sinned, and we have certainly not done what is right. And so we need help with that. We need a righteousness that is not our own. Listen to these words from 2 Corinthians 5:21. It says, "For God made Jesus, who never sinned, to be the offering for our sin, so that we could be made right with God through Jesus." And that's the righteousness that God gives us in Jesus. So righteousness, that's a good word. Another word, though, that you may think of is the word love. Love. Does that sum up the Christmas story? God loves us so much. This morning, know that God loves you. Now, kids and adults, say this verse with me. For God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. John 3:16. Yes, love. What a great theme. What a great word to talk about the Christmas story. Now, one more word before we get to the word that I want to get to is the word grace. Grace is a good word. This word grace talks about a gift. God has given us a gift, and he continues to give us his gift each day. Listen to these words from Ephesians 2, verses 4 and 5. It says this, "God is so rich in mercy, and he loved us so much that even though we were dead because of our sins, he gave us life when he raised Christ from the dead. It is only by God's grace that you have been saved." Grace is a good word. But really, the word that sums up the Christmas story, that tells us about our deepest need and how God made a plan to meet that need, is not actually a word like that. It's not a thing, but it is a person, and that word is Jesus. Jesus sums up the Christmas story. All along, since sin had horribly damaged our world, God, in his wisdom, knew that the only way to rescue us, the only way to repair the damage that has been done, was to send his Son, and his Son is Jesus Christ. Matthew 1:21 says this again, "You will call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins." That's in Matthew 1. And then these words from Luke 2 that the angel said to the shepherd, they said this, "For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord." One word to sum up the Christmas story, and it is Jesus. Now, we've heard already this morning that there are some difficult things that people have gone through this year and even in years past. There are concerns that we have, anxiety that we go through. There can be difficulty in relationships for sure. And again, as we've heard, even this past week, there's been some not so good news. But I want to share also that even in the midst of that, that there is good news. I was sharing in our first service, just meeting with a couple, Joe and Louise Bello, and would want to say a Merry Christmas from them to you. And they're doing okay. Joe is still in his hospital bed in their home. But they're singing praises to the Lord, and we had a chance to sing some Christmas carols with them. And so despite hard news, still able to praise the Lord. And Darcy was mentioning about his secret Santa, and he was able to be given a gift, and thank the Lord for that. There is good news at this time. I was just sent a text. This was during this service. It says this, "Hey Len, Merry Christmas to you and your family. Hope you have a special day. I've been clean for 3 weeks, one day." So praise the Lord. You probably wouldn't know this gentleman, but thank the Lord for good news as well. And we have good news even amidst the hard stuff that we go through. So as you celebrate with family and friends, don't forget that the meaning of Christmas can simply be told in this one word, Jesus. Would you believe in him? Would you trust him with your life? Because he loves you. He has made a plan to rescue you. And if you don't know this Savior Jesus, then please talk to somebody, because he is the best gift that we can have in our lives. I'm going to close our time together by praying. I'm going to use this prayer. It's called The Gift of Gifts, from a book called The Valley of Vision. And so let's pray to God right now. O source of all good, what shall I return to you for the gift of gifts? Your own dear Son. Herein is wonder of wonders. He came below to raise me above, was born like me that I might become like him. Herein is love. When I cannot rise to him, he draws near on wings of grace to raise me to himself. Herein is power. When God and humanity were infinitely apart, he united them in everlasting unity, the uncreated and the created. Herein is wisdom. When I was undone, with no will to return to him and no intellect to devise recovery, he came, God incarnate, God in the flesh, to save me to the uttermost. As man, to die my death, to shed satisfying blood on my behalf, to work out a perfect righteousness for me. O God, take me in spirit to the watchful shepherds and enlarge my mind. Let me hear good tidings of great joy, and hearing, believe, rejoice, praise, adore, my conscience washed in an ocean of peace, my eyes uplifted to a reconciled Father. Place me with ox, donkey, camel, goat, to look with them upon my Redeemer's face, and in him account myself delivered from sin. Let me with Simeon hold the newborn child to my heart, embrace him with undying faith, rejoicing that he is mine and I am his. In him, O Father, you have given me so much that heaven can give no more. And I would pray this in Jesus' holy name. Amen. Well, thank you for being here at our Christmas Eve service. May God bless you and your family, and want to wish you a Merry Christmas.